You ever been in a grocery store and you see the struggles between a parent and a child, especially if you know those folks and you know that the parent is a good parent and works well with other kids, but sometimes there's just a struggle there. It could be a bad match. Let's learn a little bit more about that from Dr. John Braccio, who's the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Make sure you check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm good today, waiting for the rain. How's that? I'm trying to get used to being a duck for a while.
It's coming. This is an interesting topic. I'm always looking for ways to work better with kids. Obviously, I've got a couple, but as a coach for one kid's basketball team and as a coach for another kid's football team, you want to learn how to work well with kids and their parents. So when you see struggles, it's always a good learning opportunity.
Well, something that's very interesting and still intrigues me, because I deal with it regularly in my work, is the situation of the parent who is an effective parent with other children but has a child that they just can't seem to interact effectively with. And I always tell a parent that has a number of children, doesn't have any problems, and sometimes is critical of others, I say, wait until you have another one, because you might run into the one that just doesn't match up well. And What I've found this to be is sometimes it can be the last child where parents are maybe a little lazy in terms of what they're doing, or they're a little more indulgent, and then they start getting into the child being more disobedient or more entitled, more expecting things. It also can be I call it this chemical makeup disaster, where you get an example would be the calm professor person, reason, thinks everything out, and then has the stereotypic kind of the ADHD, the person highly active, highly impulsive, and you put those two together and you're going to have some real issues. So the key is for the parent to realize that, one, all children are different, and I think the most effective parents realize that and try to deal with every child in a different way. But if you have someone that the techniques, strategies that you've used that have made you an effective parent with someone else don't seem to be working, then you really do need to call a timeout. You need to deal with this yourself or seek out some support to do things differently. And some things would be, some kids you can say, don't you really want to do this, Johnny? Or shouldn't you really do that, Mary? And before you know it, with some children, that can lead into the discussion, like an argument, like a brother-sister situation. There are some children you really can't do that with. You have to say, this needs to be done now, and always say to yourself, I'm the parent, particularly when the child is young, where you can build that type of strategy. But if you set up a fighting situation, a brother-sister type situation, or where you don't even want to be around the person because they make you angry or you find yourself fighting a lot, then you really do need to try some new strategies, and you don't want to wait till the child is a teenager. You really want to be doing that earlier on, so you don't have to be dealing with temper tantrums or arguing and even fist fighting. I've even seen people fight in my office physically, if you can imagine that, over the years, where they just can't talk. So those are things you just can't get yourself into. You need to call a timeout, take control, and really be an effective parent.
Well, and parents or children in some instances are always going to fight against the system. You know, and you just have to be ready for that. Boy, have I learned that, not only with one of my kids who's a rebel, but, you know, with working with coaches, with kids as a coach. And kids are different. They react different. Some you yell at, some you put your arm around, some you have, you know, you just have different ways of communicating with them.
All children, like all adults, are different. And it's important, though, that the person be a parent. You can be a friend to some degree, but you have to be a parent. You have to set standards, because ultimately successful people have learned to follow. And once you learn to follow, you can lead. And if you don't help teach your child to follow, learn respect, do the right thing, then they're going to have a lot of problems in life. They're going to be disrespectful. They're going to be the people that find fault with everything. they can't keep a job, they never run into the right boss, okay, or the right situation or the right school. So it really is important we get that bent going in the right direction for being a good citizen, for being respectful, for working hard, trying to do a good job. So it's easy when you see it done, okay, but it takes a lot of effort and a lot of work. As you know, you're a parent. I certainly have been a parent, so you know the effort and work it takes. It's a full-time job, and when you're having a hard time, that's the time that you really have to keep at it. And also find when the child is being good. Don't just be focusing on when the child is being bad. And then when they are good, don't make comments like, well, it's about time, because that's really a negative and you can turn the person off. You want to always encourage, support, be helpful, but demand respect and be respectful back. You want to model the type of behaviors you want in your child.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Sir, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Tony.